Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. The U.S. House has approved a resolution formally asking Vice President Mike Pence to invoke his constitutional authority to remove President Trump from office for inciting insurrection. As NPR's Miles Parks reports, the resolution is non-binding.
The 25th Amendment says the Vice President can usurp the power of the presidency if he and a majority of the cabinet deem the president unfit for office. The resolution the House passed urges Mike Pence to use that power, but it has no enforcement mechanism, and Pence says he will not try to unseat Trump as a result of last week's deadly Capitol takeover. If he doesn't, Democrats in the House plan to move forward with impeachment proceedings. A Wednesday vote to begin that process is expected to pass with a bipartisan majority, as even a number of Republicans have said they plan to vote in favor of impeaching Trump. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
As the U.S. House moves towards impeachment, NPR's Giles Snyder reports that Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named the lawmakers who will prosecute the president in a potential Senate trial.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin has been tapped to lead the group of nine House impeachment managers. He's a former constitutional law professor who wrote the resolution calling on Vice President Pence to use the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump, a move Pence has ruled out. Raskin also helped draft the House impeachment resolution. He'll be leading a diverse group of impeachment managers. That includes three women and four people of color.
NPR's Giles Snyder. Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen says that anyone planning mayhem on Inauguration Day should know that they'll be captured and punished. Rosen's video message follows warnings of possible armed protests at the U.S. Capitol and cities across the country. Acting U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Michael Sherwin, says the probe into last week's riots at the U.S. Capitol will be long-term and could involve thousands of suspects. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state is making plans to begin rapid testing for COVID-19. As NPR Sally Herships reports, Cuomo calls it a key step towards restarting New York's economy.
Governor Cuomo says the vaccine won't hit critical mass until the spring or even fall. In the meantime, he says the state needs rapid tests, which he says can be completed in as little as 15 minutes.
If we don't, dining will remain at levels too low for restaurants to survive. Offices will remain empty, hurting the service business that depend on those office workers. Theaters and sports venues will sit empty.
Cuomo put special emphasis on arts and culture, saying the industry accounts for almost 500,000 jobs in New York. He says the state will open hundreds of rapid testing pop-up sites and has already piloted the strategy at a Buffalo Bills game last week, where thousands of fans were tested before the game. Sally Herships, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says all air travelers entering the U.S. must provide evidence that they've tested negative for COVID-19 within 3 days of their flight. The order takes effect in 2 weeks. An online fundraiser called Ratatouille, the TikTok musical, has raised $2 million for the Actors Fund, a charity that helps people in the entertainment industry. From New York, Jeff London reports that the production is based on an animated film made by Disney and Pixar.
This fall, videos of crowdsourced songs based on the film about a rat who's a culinary genius showed up on TikTok.
Remy, the Ratatouille, the rat of all my dreams.
Fan art and lots of chatter followed. So some producers approached Disney to get the rights to the movie to create a 55-minute online production of Ratatouille, with Broadway actors, including Titus Burgess and Wayne Brady, to raise money for the Actors Fund. It premiered on New Year's Day and caught on. Over 350,000 people watched the video, raising $2 million, by far the most any single fundraiser has brought in for the nonprofit group. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The National Transportation Safety Board is sending investigators to Indonesia to assist the probe into the passenger jet crash there last weekend. The plane nosedived into the Java Sea minutes after taking off from Jakarta, killing all 62 people aboard. Divers are still searching murky waters of the Java Sea for the cockpit recorder. The plane's flight data recorder has already been recovered. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.